Are you willing to lie?
Just a little white lie.
To mail in your ballot instead of heading to the polls on election day?
Or is it time for Michigan to adopt no-reason absentee voting? I'm Sylvie Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The effort to allow any Michigan voter to request an absentee ballot may be close to critical mass in the state Senate.
That is as more Republicans are accepting the idea that anyone who wants to mail in or drop off their ballot should be allowed to without having to lie to do it.
The rule right now in Michigan is that unless you're a senior citizen, physically handicapped, or expect to be out of town on election day, you're expected to show up at the polls on election day.
So, right now, people who want to vote absentee but don't fit into one of those categories, they just lie.
We're talking about a small change to encourage people not to have to lie, whether or not they'll be in town. I think it just encourages people to get out there.
Republican State Senator Wayne Schmidt there. He is sponsoring a bill to allow no-reason absentee voting.
Which would also mean, in effect, early voting would be available to everyone in Michigan. In the State Senate, 11 Republicans and 7 Democrats have co-sponsored bills to allow no-reason absentee voting.
Almost a majority, but this is not a done deal.
Because there is a Republican version and a Democratic version, representing the classic divide between the R's and the D's when it comes to making voting easier.
Democrats are focused on access. They are all about making it easier for more people to vote.
Republicans tend to focus more on security, ensuring that only people who are supposed to vote get to. So the Republican plan would still require people to show up at their clerk's office and show an ID to get an absentee ballot.
Dems, on the other hand, would let any registered voter request an absentee ballot by mail. So no trip to the clerk's office to show your ID. Now, that bill is being sponsored by State Senator Steve Beda.
You're a U.S. citizen. You have a right to vote. And you can vote by just submitting this affidavit. It goes to your legal address. And you have an opportunity and a right to vote in the convenience of your home.
So, no deal yet. And we have yet to see the Republican leadership in the Senate or the State House sign on. And we should also point out that Michigan is becoming more and more of an outlier on this. A majority of states, 27 now, allow no-reason absentee voting.
Not just that, but 3 states actually just mail a ballot to every single registered voter, whether they ask for it or not.
So we'll see if the Michigan legislature can resolve this anytime soon. Then we can start arguing about voting on the internet.
Oh, the times, they are a-changing.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.